Space, the final frontier. Space Station Ashlyn sits on the edge of Federation space with its companion ship, the USS Delamis Christian. The space around them is full of mystery and strange wonders, where secrets are kept and danger lurks around every corner. The crew of the Delamis Christian must navigate treacherous waters as they work to protect the Federation. But as they peer into the unknown, they will discover that the line between friend and foe is not always clear. They will be tested like never before, and will face challenges that will push them to their limits. Join us on this adventure as we explore the farthest reaches of space and uncover the hidden truths that lie within the shadows. Tabletop Journeys presents Star Trek: Preservations.
Najar and Narila, when we were talking last time about the analyzing the sensor data and the flight data and everything like that, I figure when you guys were talking about Bragoff, this might have been something that came up in conversation. But one of the things that as you've been plugging this data into the Delamis Christian's computers and its sensors, you had programmed the sensors earlier to go ahead and detect, to try to find the signatures and everything like that you were looking for. One of the things that did pop on the sensor sweeps as you're plugging this stuff in is that there are signatures of ruins on the planet that seem to that are tracking back to other they're tracking back to other readings that you took from Tethys. So there is something on the surface that is pinging in that regard.
Okay, so when the great bug left Tethys, it came here, hurt.
Yeah. So with that, we're going to go ahead and begin act number 3 here. And so we start on the Temerary and the revelation that Tanari made about one of their guests from Xenion. But also, the analysis has all been done. The plan has been formulated, and work could begin on repairing some of the systems. How would you guys like to proceed? Okay, so now we are for sure back on the Temerary. Tanari, you have done your scans. One of the Xenions has popped for Epsilon Protocol, and your scan has been observed by the captain of the Temerary as unusual, but he hasn't said anything about it. It just, clearly he was just like, oh, that's weird. What's next for y'all?
And you said it was the Ralik who popped?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it was Ralik. One of the, not the chief engineer, but one of the technical specialists that has been on basically offering analysis and how the systems work and some suggestions on how to proceed through repairs for et cetera, et cetera.
I very intensely not directly observe his reaction.
Mm-hmm. They seem fascinated by the new technology. They seem not, they did not register that there was anything different.
Okay.
So it's like everyone's just hanging out, eating green leafy vegetables and kelpie type foods that grow on this planet. And Tanari did his, hey, look at the new tricorder, look what it can do, blah, blah, blah. And everyone was just caught up by the show. His daring engineering was wildly successful. So, you know, everyone was just caught up by the show. The only one that seemed to even raise an eyebrow was Captain Krieghoff, who was like,
so I will continue interacting and conversing with them. We've got the plan on what to repair and all of that. We're like, okay, we've got the plan, Captain. Mr. Tanari and I are going to head back to the Christian and we'll get started. And we get up and head for the door.
They let you go.
We get into the turbolift.
There will be no resistance as you leave the ship.
All right. Like, that was not expected.
Glad I did it, though.
All right, as soon as you get back to the ship, I want you to... I want you to run those readings, because similar to our holodeck simulation, we're trying to pick up biomarkers, and I need to be absolutely sure there's an actual parasite in him before I take action. Otherwise, this will be an enormous diplomatic incident.
Understood. I'll get this tricorder down to the science lab. Lieutenant Narilla and I will go over it with a fine-tooth comb.
Science the crap out of it, yeah.
So we fly back to the Christian?
Yeah. And you dock? Najjar, do you have a security detail that meets them at the hangar bay?
Of course.
And I assume that they get scanned when they exit the Kitty Hawk?
When they return from the other locations. Yep, they're scanned.
Okay. All right. Are you there, or did you send a security team?
As I have the con, I'm staying on the bridge.
Okay. So the random security engineer, Tom, scans you both, looks at the readings, taps his comm badge. Shuttle bay 1 to the bridge. No negative readings on arrival.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Permission to release them?
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, Captain...
Thank you, Ensign. I'm like, turbo lift.
Science labs.
Yep.
So I get onto the bridge and sit down in my command chair. I pop up the little computer thing and I start going through the partial EPS. And I'm like, what do we do in the event of a possible suspected thing?
Yep. Let's see. You have yet to capture one for observation. That would be an uncheckbox on your list of things to do.
So mostly what I'm looking for is the soft epsilon alert, like epsilon yellow alert.
Yep. Like, protocols don't seem to recognize yellow alert in this condition. It is a binary state, but the protocols do warn you that that full epsilon protocol would be engaged if a suspected individual was detected by the ship scanners.
Also, I go in there and I'm like, what happens if, say, one of the three designated officers is not aboard the ship? Do I have the power to name Najjar as temporary whatever for the like thumb, don't kill anyone?
In a situation where one of the three required officers is not aboard the ship, using normal chain of command protocols, the appropriate officers who are aboard the ship would be provided with access to override mechanisms.
That's good. Because that could have been terrible.
So in other words, you don't need to say Najjar. If Najjar is next in the chain of command, he will be told.
Okay.
However, knowing who's next in the chain of command in terms of those sequences and making sure they're familiar with it before they wind up in that situation might not be a bad plan.
So I'm going to guess that it's roughly Tobor, Ocean, Tanari, Najjar, and then Narilla. I'm going to guess roughly that's the order. And then if all five of you are off the ship and the ship gets taken over, then you lose.
Yeah.
That's the ballgame. Yeah.
Or it just purges, and then the five of us have to fly it back to Starfleet.
Exactly, yeah.
Then we activate the emergency command hologram.
Yeah.
Emergency command captain.
I'm like, Najjar, with me? And step into the ready room. Like,
and I follow, of course.
Data dump.
Najjar, indeed. You know everything that just happened.
Ah. Nice, all right. And that it was an inside job, clearly.
Clearly. Which means that they did it to get us here.
We did say it was a trap.
There's a trap.
Test of the weapon and to draw the Dalamas Christian.
That's what I'm thinking. So now I know why they picked this planet. Because we're inside the radiation bubble and Epsilon Protocol cannot connect to command.
I will double security.
So I tap my comm badge. Tobor to the bridge. Red alert, shields up.
All right, so the red alert has been called. Nerila, in that situation, you would be told to report to the bridge. Tobor, Najar, you are in the ready room. Tanari, where are you going?
I was going to the science labs. I will tap my comm badge, Commander Tobor.
Sorry.
With the red alert, do you need me to report to engineering, or do you want me to continue the analysis on the readings we took it over on the Tamari?
Can you analyze the readings from engineering?
Yes, I can. Do you want me to grab Lieutenant Nerila as well?
Hopefully we should be done with this in a few minutes.
Understood. I'm on my way to engineering.
Excellent. So Najar and I both walked back out on the bridge, and I'm like, Mr. Luson, I want you to fly the Dalamas Christian as close as you can, the Temerary, and present us with the optimal transporter beam lock, if possible. Tap my comm badge. Tobor 2, transporter room 1.
Hi, sir.
There are 2 Zunians on board that ship. I want them both transported into our brig holding cell.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Luson is moving us into position to give you the most optimal beam lock you can get.
Cool. So, piloting the ship into ultimate into position is... that's fine. There's no issue there. Because of the background radiation, I could roll to go ahead and see if he succeeds. But what fun is that? I would like one of you to assume the role of the chief, the transporter technician, to make me a roll on this one. It's going to be a 2 difficulty task.
Okay.
19-20 complication range.
We don't have a name for the transporter chief.
We don't have a name. No, you're right. Let me whip one up real quick. 2 seconds. Transporter technology focus. Crewman first class.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So there's a quote-unquote engineering that has the foci transporter, who I just assume was the transporter chief.
Let's see, her name is Bonnie Rediat. R-E-D-I-A-T-B-O-N-I-E, Rediat. I'm going to set a difficulty on the challenge at 2, at 12 rather. It's going to be a 2 difficulty task. Target roll is going to be a 12. Gives you better than average chances of hitting it. But there is a 19-20 complication range.
So it's difficulty 2. Then Bonnie's going to buy 1 die with momentum.
I like it.
And the Dalamas Christian is going to assist.
I like it. Yep.
Usually it's sensors engineering for the transporter lock.
Sure. That's fine.
I have a 12 and a 4. I also have a complication with a 19.
Nice. All right.
And Bonnie doesn't have anything to reroll.
The Christian got a 1. So cool. Critical.
Excellent. All right. Would you like to do, so you only have room for 1 momentum, but by my math, you only needed 2. You've got 4 successes. You've got 2 momentum. You only have space for 1. Do you want to do anything with those 2 momentum that you earned?
Of course we do. We want to buy off the complication I rolled.
See, there you go. That's the right answer, right? You saw the complication was going to be that Ravik wasn't going to survive the transport. That's a good choice on your part. Okay, so you successfully beam the 2
Zoomarians.
Wait a minute, hold on here, because would the tug have had its shields up, and would you have been able to teleport through them?
It's not under threat. Why would it have its shields up?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking through. Because the only reason why it wouldn't necessarily have its shields up is because of the intense radiation. But we didn't set that as a scene trait ahead of time, so I'm not gonna like retrofit that. I'm just trying to think if there's a reason why they would have their shields up.
The only reasons I can think of is be the radiation's high, and if they're expecting another attack.
And at this point, there's no suspicion of an attack, and Captain Grigoff is confident now that the Dalamas Christian is here. Any attack would be promptly headed off. He wouldn't have to worry about it. Nope, he did not have his shields up, and you transfer the 2 Zumerians to the holding cell.
Excellent. And I tell Mr. Luson to take us out of the nebula and clear of communication range. Maximum impulse. Comms, get me Captain Gregor.
Are you speaking with him privately?
I will have it pop up. I do the chair arm pop up. So like I'm not leaving the bridge, but yeah. I'm putting him up on the view screen.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Captain, sorry, we're in the middle of a crisis. Our 2 guests were just teleported off of my ship.
I did that, which is why I'm contacting you. scan revealed that there was a dangerous biosignature in one of the two guests. Once my ship had confirmed it, we removed them from your ship and we are exiting the nebula in order to ensure that the contagion is contained. Please continue working with the Zuarian government. Give them our apologies. We shall return as soon as we can, but I have to get clear of the creation that is breaking.
All right. As you end communication, you hear
Epsilon protocol engaged.
And the little Epsilon joystick pops up in front of your station. Who is currently in the Exos chair?
No one.
Okay. So then Tanari in engineering, your Elkars all turn that purple color that they turn when Epsilon protocol gets engaged. And you hear Pritchard's voice instead of the normal Majel Barrett voice through the comm systems say Epsilon protocol engaged.
I believe with the protocol, we have to like push a button on a regular basis to keep it.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. Basically a button has now appeared on your, whatever you were working on has gone and the button is now on your screen.
Yeah. Push the do not kill the crew button.
Tobor, I'm assuming you also push the do not kill the crew button. Yeah.
Same. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. And you see a countdown on both your terminals about when you need to go ahead and hit the button again.
Mr. Najjar, you're number 3.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Sorry. I thought it was 2 out of the 3 had to go ahead and hit it. You're right. So, yeah, Najjar on the security terminal, a button pops up. You know, big red button, Epsilon symbol on it. And when you hit it, a timer starts flashing down. But whatever you're working on has been superseded by this.
I push the button.
Mr. Najjar, get down to your office with a full security team. We've got ourselves an Epsilon creature. Tap, tap. Dr. Nu, please report to security with a full Epsilon containment protocol kit.
Absolutely, sir.
Down in engineering, take the tricorder I had, put it in an analysis slot, download the data, send a copy of it to the science.
When you try to plug your tricorder into your terminal, it tells you that the transfer port has been disabled. Epsilon protocol is in effect.
Well, so much for analyzing the data right now. All right, then is there like a safe or something down in engineering? Like a lockbox or something?
You're the chief of engineering. If you want a lockbox, you can have a lockbox.
Put it in the lockbox, seal it under my personal code. I'll pull it out later when we're done.
All right. I like it.
Promptly head to security, gathering a team.
And there is a medical team arriving at security at the same time. They have one of those like hover gurneys that looks like a hover gurney with like a reinforced case on it. When you walk into security, the two Zunians are thoroughly confused, and Ravik in particular is livid that such a thing would happen, that this is why we can't trust the Federation, and what's the meaning of this? Why are we under detention?
The first thing Najjar would do is reach out to feel for the alien presence.
Yep. Give me a roll.
Do I have a difficulty?
Sure. Have you done this before?
Yeah. Since I first detected the Klingons the first time, I've been able to... Said they did not feel
Klingon. Like,
they were very different. They were very alien. They didn't have much emotion at all.
Sure.
It was very distinctive.
So I would say you don't know this species well. So I would say that this is a difficulty 3 challenge because you don't know the Zunians well.
I'll buy an extra die with momentum because this is security related.
It is security.
But it's my power.
Yep.
Does bold security count? I don't think it does.
Bold or cautious apply to whenever you're using the department score, regardless of the...
Okay. Yeah. I use the department score for it, so then I'll buy the extra die with threat.
Okay. I will take that threat and another, and I will increase your difficulty range by 2.
Difficulty or complication?
That one too, yeah.
complication? Yeah.
Yes.
So 18 up.
Correct.
Okay, so I do have two criticals with a 2 and a 3. Success and a 20 that I'll reroll with bold security. But it came up a 20 a second time.
Rock on. Fabulous. So first things first. So you got basically 4 successes. Mm-hmm. So you regained 1 momentum. And
no, I got 5 successes.
You got 2 criticals, I thought.
2 criticals and a success. I rolled 4 dice total.
Why did you roll 4 dice?
Because I bought 1 with threat and 2 with momentum, because you said it was a 3 difficulty challenge. I didn't know you got 2 with
momentum. I didn't check that off. Okay. All right, you were at 5, which means you went down to 3.
Back to 5. 6.
Back to 5.
Right.
Back to 5.
But I generated enough to go ahead and spend 2 of those.
No, back to 5, because he gained 2 momentum. So 3 difficulty challenge. Yep. Yep. Yeah, okay. Sorry,
but can I spend those 2 that I just generated to buy off my complication?
You sure can. Yeah, all right, fine, all right. Yeah, so the feeling is different than when you encountered the Klingons. But what you definitely get is a split personality, right? As in, have you ever read Stephen King's The Dark Half?
No.
Okay, so imagine that there was another being in your brain, right? So there were 2 of you inside your head, but one of them was always asleep, right?
Okay.
That's what you think. That's what it feels like. It's like you can definitely tell that there's another presence there. You can see, you can feel the hole in the H-O-L-E in the original, in the whole person that you're talking to, but you're not getting any feelings from it. It's more like a gap of information that you're sensing.
Like it's dormant?
Like it's dormant. That's a fantastic analogy.
Fair enough. And that's really interesting. Najar will try to be placating. Calm down, gentlemen. I understand that you're confused. One of our protocols meant that we, and a sensor reading that we picked up meant that we needed to do some emergency testing just to make sure that there's not anything crazy going on here. You know what?
What could possibly be going on that's crazy here?
You know what? Never mind. Najar draws his phaser and says, both of you step back to the wall. Place your hands against it.
Okay.
Very good. I'm going to release the force field, and I would like you, and he points to the non-infected one, to step away from the wall first.
How do you know that? How do you know which one popped on the scanner? You weren't there.
I told him in the...
Okay. That's what you did. We did a data dump.
But aside from the data dump, I also just sensed the parasite in one of
them. Oh, that's cool too. Yeah, that's right. You did just do that. Literally just now.
Just now.
Just now. Yeah, not even before ago. Now. Yeah.
When will then be now?
now is now then. Right.
Suspect number 2. Step away from the wall. Follow my security officer out of the room. We're going to question you separately.
Okay. And this is the non-infected one.
Correct.
Okay. All right. He backs away from the wall and he turns around. His hands are up. And he follows the security detail. Where do you bring them?
They simply take him out into the hall.
Okay.
Only 2 of them.
Okay. All right.
And then, okay. Now, what I need you to do is to back up to this table. We're going to take you down for some scans in medical.
Okay.
Just lie down on the gurney and everything will be fine.
He does not trust you. I'm not getting on the gurney. I'm not going to let you run experiments on me. Absolutely under no circumstances am I going to let that happen.
Okay. You have 2 choices at this point. Either you lay on the gurney or we lie you on the gurney. It'd be a whole lot easier if you just cooperated. It's been a long day.
What? No. This is ridiculous. I've done nothing wrong. I'm not going to let you slice me open like some sort of farm animal.
We're not monsters. There will be no slicing. You're not going to be harmed, I assure you.
You teleported me into a holding cell, and now you're telling me you're going to go experiment on me. I'm not quite sure how to take this.
I never said experiment, but this isn't a discussion. You've got, like, 3 seconds. I'm not your parent. I'm not going to count.
How many security people are in the room right now? How many did you take with you?
I brought a full detail, so I would assume. Yeah, it's like I brought 6, 7, 8 guys. Let's say I sent 2 out, I got 6 left.
There are 11 security person. Oh, no, that's not true. Yeah, there are 11 security
personnel. No, I can't stun him. It'll kill him, and the parasite will leave him. So
yeah,
we're going to have to do this the old-fashioned way. But I'm not going to put one of my men in danger. Instead, I will have one of my other security officers draw their weapon to cover the situation, and I will be the first one to lean in and be like, okay, I did warn you. Now this is happening. And myself and 3 other security officers surround him. And we can commence rolling dice if you'd like. We're going to lay him on the gurney so that he can be put into whatever stasis this thing is designed to do.
Yeah. I want you to shoot the alien visitor on your ship. I absolutely do.
We're not shooting him. We're putting hands on him.
I like my odds.
Okay.
I don't really like my odds, but don't tell Glenn that. So this would be an opposed roll. Uh-huh. So what are you bidding?
In this instance, I guess I would have to go with fitness and security. Although I could also go with...
Yeah.
Restraining a prisoner. I could go with control, but I think fitness is probably more appropriate since I'm resorting to physical force.
Yeah, I think that's more control's more attack from a distance. This is restrain a prisoner. Yeah, that's what you're trying to do, right? You're just restrain him. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. He is going to attempt to resist that. So,
fair enough. I will buy a die with threat.
Okay.
So, additionally, can the 3 other security officers assist?
Also get a die. I was going to say.
Sure.
I
mean, yeah.
We've got 3 of them helping.
And what's the new second edition rule that for every, so you get 1 assist for free and then you can buy additional assists with momentum. So you have 3 momentum. So there are 3 other dudes in the room.
So that's an interesting thing. Actually, looking at the math, it's cheaper to get extra assistance than buying 1, 2, or 1, 3, 6.
It's because they're only 1 momentum 3. Each period.
If they're available, yeah.
If they're available.
Yep.
So I have 3 available. That's 3 momentum. Sure. We're going to make sure this guy goes.
But okay, so you brought 7 people. 2 of them left. Oh, so 7 people including you. So there were 7 people. 2 of you left. So there was you plus 4 other people. You have 3 momentum. So all 4 of the security people can assist you if that's what you like.
One of them is covering with a phaser.
But it's a maximum of 5 dice.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. And actually, that's not true either because there are... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You could basically roll all 5 dice with the momentum that you've got. It's basically the end of the day. And
right,
is that what
you're
gonna
do? Rolling the 3, and then the assistance would be coming from other folk.
Correct, yeah.
So 1 assistance, 1 momentum.
Yeah.
Gets you 5 dice worth of you plus 2 helpers.
Who was going to roll the helpers?
I would say that if 3 people are helping, the 3 other people in the room, each of you roll 1d20.
Let's use my yellow security die.
I have 3 successes, no criticals.
Won't succeed.
Yeah, I can't imagine that I'm going to be able to beat. Yeah. What? You got a 5, so that's a success. Sorry. 12. You're on mute, though. Just to make sure. I hear you right. 12.
I got a 12.
Okay. What is the. Najjar, what is your score? Your target number?
My target number is 14.
Okay. Yeah, we'll say a 12 hits. That's fine. So you had 3, so 5 total successes. I guess I'm going to use the threat you gave me, and I'm going to buy 2 more dice. And it's really not going to matter.
Did he get a complication?
I did indeed get a complication.
We get 2 momentum.
Yeah. Plus you got, plus 2 more momentum for the amount of successes you got. Because I wound up getting... Okay. Yeah. How do you want this to go down, Najjar?
Basically, as gently as possible from both sides. One person controlling his head, and then we're basically lifting him, placing him on the gurney, and letting the medical team secure and close it. Strapping him first so that we can close the lid. And along the way, Najjar says, I'm sorry. I was going to try to talk you into this, but I figured diplomacy really went out the window about the point we abducted you.
Tobor, on the bridge, the timer is down to 60 seconds and begins flashing red.
I thought it went to a 15-minute interval.
Well, yeah, but how long do you think it took him to go ahead and negotiate with the dude in the...
All right, I hit the button.
All right, Tanari, yours, the timer's below 60 seconds.
Yeah, I smashed the button.
Yep. Najjar, as you are in the hallway, one of the Elkar's displays on the walls basically like erases and the button pops up and there's a timer.
I will, of course, press the button.
Right.
And Butter, I'm glad those pop up wherever we are.
It takes a second as it, you have to put your full print, your full handprint on it for it to recognize you. But yeah, it takes a second to go ahead and recognize that your handprint is recognized by the computer system. All right, you've got one of the individuals up now. So you're parading him out of the room in the gurney, right?
Yeah, and then I'm just sticking the other guy back in the cell.
He will protest vehemently that about the treatment, but there's not very much that he can do about the fact that, you know.
And I do try to placate him vaguely with, I really apologize. I realize there's absolutely nothing I can say to you in this situation that's going to make it better, so I'm not going to try. But we will not harm you.
Much like you won't harm my friend?
He didn't look harmed to me.
Hmm. All right, so you put him back in the cell?
As long as he goes willingly. If not, I got my dice ready.
Yep. Tobor, your comm badge beeps. This is Commander Janok. What's going on?
Nanya!
Wait, hold on, Josh. I remember. What did he tell me when he said he couldn't tell because of his orders? I repeat the exact same phrase back to him.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
You're going to have to imagine a scenario.
Yeah, exactly.
He kind of humps and disconnects.
Very good. And I, Mr. Lusson, you have the con. And I walk off the bridge to the turbo lift medical.
Okay.
Right after securing the other guy into the cell, Najjar would tap his comm badge. Najjar to Commander Tobor, Captain Tobor.
Yes, Mr. Najjar.
We do have the subject secured in the medical gurney, but I thought you should know, sir, that I scanned him before we began, and I believe that it's dormant. I don't think he knows.
That'll be... Although we'll see what Dr. New's in-depth investigation. Meet me in medical.
Understood, sir.
Or meet me in sickbay.
Okay, yeah. So you are in sickbay. I feel bad that Narila is like stuck in the science lab under a red alert right now, but I'm not sure that there's much that she could be doing.
Oh, Lieutenant Narila, yeah. To sickbay.
There you go. Okay.
Bring your science stuff on the Tethys scans.
Yes, sir. And head to sickbay with my stuff.
Yeah, with your sciencey stuff. Yeah. So, okay. So you are in sickbay. Dr. New is already like running scans. It's got like the expanded Elkars with the body circulation map and everything up on the wall. And he's like, sir, we don't understand this physiology at all. It's going to take us some time to draw some conclusions.
Of course, but what's your initial scan show? Is there a parasite in it, in him?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Say, if you need a baseline, I happen to have another Zunian in my office.
Wait, are you... If that's serious, that would be tremendously helpful, actually.
I did assure him he wouldn't be harmed. Can he be scanned where he is? Can you send someone to scan him through the security field, or do I need to have him brought here?
I guess we could do it remotely, but I would want one of my people to have a security team with them.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's try and scan him. Take this in-depth medical scanner to the thing and see if you can get the data you need. If not, then we'll bring him down to sickbay.
So. One of the doctors and a couple of security people head off to... Hold on one second. Give me a second. We haven't written any of this yet, so give me one sec.
You did not expect me to abduct the aliens?
That is not what we expected. That's okay. That's fine. So you send one doctor and two security off to...
One doctor and minimum four security.
There's two there. Four came with the gurney. True, there's two goes there, back.
Yeah, there's two in the office already anyway. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
There are four present. Off.
Yep. And he goes and he's scanning the other alien, and on the large size Elkar's next to the stasis pod, another kind of like circulatory skeletal map begins popping in. Najjar, how closely are you monitoring what's going on with Jannak right now? In terms of anything, he has two security with him, and you basically have an active run of what he is accessing in the computer core.
Actually, to be fair, Josh, as soon as we lost comms, I terminated his access to anything useful.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Because,
so basically,
yes.
Yep. And the two guards that are with him are expected to report in every 15 minutes as protocol.
All right.
Because he was supposed to be working to help us try and find where the files went. And as soon as we went into this nebula where you can't get any signals, I'm not going to leave him unfettered access to the computer terminal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we had talked ahead of time, I thought that what we'd said is that you had downloaded all of this information into the computer core, into an isolated part of the computer system that he could get access to. And that if you went outside of that gated garden, that's when basically Tanari protocol alerts would say, hey, he's trying to access something he's not supposed to. But you had downloaded the information into the computer core, that you weren't transmitting it back and forth from the security station.
Oh, okay. Then that works.
That's that was my understanding of what had. So basically, you'd moved it into a gated garden.
If that was possible, that would have been what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. All things are possible.
I have a tablet that would alert me if he tries to escape the allowed bubble that he's been restricted to in the computer core. His access has been denied.
Yep. As we said earlier, when new data had been uploaded in there, you recognized that there was an attempt to access certain files. Yeah. But that as soon as he was denied, he was turned away. Hold on a sec. I am spending two threats because Najjar, on their scheduled check-in, your security people don't check in.
As soon as that's brought to my attention, I report it to the captain and ask.
I mean, it's not really brought to your attention. You just don't get notified. And you probably weren't thinking about it, so it's tough to say if it was 15 minutes and 1 second or 20 minutes.
Fair enough. Captain, the guards, Commander Jannak, have not reported in as protocol.
Computer, where is Commander Jannak?
Commander Jannak is in his quarters.
Shall we, Mr. Najjar?
Indeed. He says over his shoulder to you because he was already striding out the door.
And I pull up my pad and I go to confirm that did we not get the check-in because the Epsilon Protocol internal comms was like, you're not allowed authorized to...
So the computer,
or at least in the partial Epsilon one, it logged an attempt and then it denied it.
Yep.
So I go in and check to see if security tried to contact but was denied.
Nope, they did not.
Okay. So, all right, we hustle.
And I also hit my comm badge and announce to the security over the frequency for my security officers that all available security personnel are to meet us there.
To meet us
at Lieutenant Jannak's quarters, and also keep an eye out for him in the hallways.
Cool.
Yep.
So hold on before you guys are running. Don't worry about that. But I'm pausing you mid stride. In this moment in time, Najjar, what would you consider an available security personnel? Because the entire security team has been basically pulled around from scene to scene for the last 15 minutes.
So we say the entire. We've got a crew of 40 people. I've got two in my office. Two on the way to that office is four.
Yep, and seven people went to the holding cell. So the security team was fully allocated.
It was then. But now, since we left the holding cell and came here, there are only four that are currently, aside from the two that were with Jeannac, that are currently under orders. Two guarding the non-parasited Zenovian.
Yep.
Two on the way escorting a medical officer.
Yep.
The other three that were available before have returned to whatever other duties they would have been released to after the issue in the office at
Sir. Uh-huh. You guys had just got to medical, and they were told to escort you all to medical. So those we'll say that there were three security personnel in medical. So those so are the
three. You three with us.
If they're with us, then come on. Then come along.
Yep. Yeah, fair enough. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure that, like, I understood, because that's a – you had three ensigns that were still very confusing. Am I allocated? Am I not allocated? Like, what am I doing? Yeah. You know. Okay. So you two and three security personnel are on your way to Jeannac's office – or to Jeannac's quarters, rather. And when you get there, the door to his room is open or is trying to close, but there's like a foot in the way, and two security guards are on the ground in the office, and his comm badge is on his desk in front of his terminal.
I move immediately to make sure that my two security officers are okay.
They're alive. They're just stunned.
Computer.
I figured, but double checking. They're alive, sir.
I figured. Computer. Identify all Vulcan life signs aboard my vessel, filtering for, and I rattle off my Vulcan crew.
The response back from the computer is that, other than the Vulcan crew members, there are no Vulcans aboard the Dalamas Christian. And that's where we're going to end for tonight.
Well played. Yeah. We know there's a brain bug, too, and we haven't met the brain bug yet. It might not show up on our scanners.
Or it's an actual changeling.
Or it's a changeling for real this time.
Or Tanari's been right the entire time.
Tanari's been right the entire time.